everyone. This is Pat Wyman, founder of HowToLearn.com, and we're on the line interviewing Dr. Stephen Gufonti. He's our expert on ADHD and a wonderful author. He's going to be talking with us today about how to make peace with your child when they're angry. Every one of us has angry kids, I know. We've all had them. And as parents, we want to know what to do when they get angry. Hi, Dr. Gufonti.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I'm
doing great, thank you. Nice to talk to you. Dr. Gufonti is the founder of ADHDOrActiveChild.com. He has been a physician for 30 years, and he's been bringing peace into the hectic life of moms with really active kids or active daydreamers by using creative solutions rather than drugs. That's one of the things that when I first met Dr. Gufonti many years ago, more than I want to say today, one of the things that impressed me the most was that his form of medicine was to try other solutions before he tried drugs unless they were absolutely necessary. So I do thank you for that, and I know he helped me a great deal with my son, who was diagnosed with ADHD. So thank you for that, Dr. Gufonti. And he's also directed a clinic for kids who have ADHD. In addition to all that, Dr. Gufonti authored 3 books. The first one is called Does Your Child Really Have ADHD? Another book that he has that's remarkable is called The Purpose of Passion. And his other program that I absolutely love that we've used for many years is called Rocket Phonics. So, Dr. Gufonti, I have some questions to ask you. And I know you're producing podcasts on your site now, ADHD or Active Child. And those podcasts cover a huge range of solutions from keeping your child literally alive and then including how to motivate them and much, much more. So I have a series of questions to ask you. I know that a lot of parents are real anxious to learn how to help their child when they're angry. So what is it that motivated you to switch from working in the emergency room to working with families of kids who have ADHD and then just, you know, parents who have kids who are angry?
Well, actually, you did, Pat. About 30 years ago, we were talking about learning styles. And as you were talking about them, I was tying in your conversation to the IQ research in medicine. But there was a major gap. IQ research only has auditory learners and visual learners. But the learning styles has a third kind of learner, the hands-on learner. Medicine has no IQ test for them. As you described them, I realized I was a hands-on learner, and many of the children I saw as patients were also. So over the years, my wife realized that the kids who I treat as hands-on learners were being labeled ADHD. And she suggested I talk to parents at homeschool conventions about dealing with their children differently. So out of these talks came 2 of my 3 books, Does Your Child Really Have ADHD? And The Purpose of Passion. So really, it's all your fault. You started it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know you've done so many incredible things over the years, and I really want to thank you for all that wonderful work, because I know how many thousands and thousands of families you've helped. And, you know, you've helped kids. Like you said, you've worked with families who are homeschooling their kids. You've certainly been an incredible expert on our site, helping parents, just really make the most of their kids' learning abilities. And, you know, when parents are told that things are hopeless for their kids when they're really not, you know, they might not know how to learn, or they might just have a kinesthetic learning style that doesn't match with how they're tested in school. So you've been doing some pretty extraordinary things, and I know everybody on the call is anxious to find out more. You have a teleseminar coming up called Making Peace with Your Angry Child. What is it that made you pick that topic to talk about?
Well, angry children make life in the home very difficult. We don't listen. We disrupt and often vent our anger on our siblings, the parents, our friends. dealing with them is really very counterintuitive. It takes consistency over time. And I was a very angry child, and Mom gave me daily talks about it. But as I am low verbal, the more she talked, the less I remembered, until I didn't remember anything. So parents have been asking me for help with their angry child for years. When I decided to do a weekly teleseminar, I thought this would be the greatest help to the most families, because I will be asking them to try a different approach and then talking to them the next week about their results, kind of helping them through it. So I figured this would be perfect for a weekly teleseminar.
Oh, I think so, too. I absolutely agree with you. You know, you are one of the most extraordinarily calm people that I've ever met. And given what I know about you when you were a child, it's much different. You know, you're much, much different now. And really, that makes you a great asset when you're working in the ER and also as a physician talking to parents. What is it that you know specifically about angry kids?
Well, as you might remember from our distant past, I didn't always have this much peace in my life. In fact, one day when I was 16 years old, another kid was teasing me. And I just was walking down the driveway toward school, and it hurt. His words just hurt. So, and he wouldn't stop. So without a word, I walked over to him, picked him up, and banged him into a nearby brick wall until he shut up. Then I carried him over to a trash can and threw him in it and walked away. And it was incidences like this that worried my mom. She told me that I might get away with this behavior now while I was 16. But if it continued, I would end up in jail, and she wanted me to use my words. But what Mom didn't understand, and neither did I at the time, was that I didn't have the words.
Well, if you didn't have any, what do you think, you know, caused you eventually to find those words?
Well, that took a long time. I struggled with relationships until my dad was my only friend. But eventually I discovered that finding the words that express my pain allows me to let it go, and with it, my anger goes also. So the parents who call don't have to wait 30 years for their child to get over his anger issues. I've broken it down into a three-step process that we will be applying with the specific issues of each caller each week for a year.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, what kind of results have you had with that process?
Well, let me read some of the comments of the moms who came to my talks. Dina H. from Shawnee, Kansas, wrote, "I feel like there is hope for us. Some of the things you say about yourself sound just like my son. It made me cry one day just hearing it. I am so grateful to you for sharing your heart, experiences, and knowledge. I know there are a lot of people out there who need to hear this." Or my favorite, sounds like my mom, Mary B. from Ontario, California, said, "You gave me hope that I might actually live through my son's childhood. I have spent 9 years beating myself up for being a failure as his mother, and can now see he has spent most of his life feeling like a failure as my son. I intend to find other ways to connect with my son and to help my son help himself. Thanks to your lectures and book, I feel I have more of the tools now to do just that. Words cannot express the gratitude I have for you." And lastly, Melanie from Hawaii, who tells me, "My daughter now has compassion for others and is doing great in class. Soon, she will be heading off to college."
Well, those are pretty, life-changing kinds of comments that really create a shift. They create a shift for a family. A huge shift in their life, and that's something that so many parents need. I know I needed it with my son. I remember, like you said, being kind of verbal with him at certain points until I realized from you, of course, that wasn't the answer. So, you know, let's get a little bit specific here about how you make peace with angry kids. You know, how do parents do that? And what are the most common mistakes, you know, when they use that solution?
Well, most of their problems stem from a common misunderstanding, which is, my child learns the way I do. And to test if that is true, I send all my families to your website, howtolearn.com, to take your free learning style inventory and have their child take it also. Often what they find out is the child they understand the best is the one who actually does learn like them. The one they have the most difficulty with learns totally differently. The next step is to get them to learn how to communicate using their child's learning style preference. This takes a lot of practice because it is so natural to assume that your way of learning is the only way to learn. For example, my mom was high auditory. The auditory learn from discussion. So every morning she would give me the daily lecture on all the things I should not do. My eyes would glaze over after the first sentence. My part of the discussion was short, one or two word sentences and grunts. I'm sure you experienced that with JP.
Absolutely.
Adding to the miscommunication, Mom perceived my limited response as not understanding, so she talked more, because too many words really, literally drain my brain of all thought. And I don't remember anything she said. I just remember the general feeling that she was upset with me, which was not what she was trying to communicate at all. If Mom had realized that I am a hands-on learner and having me sit at the kitchen table turned off most of my brain, and she would have been primed to try something different.
Well, what would have been a good thing that she could have done? Just one example that she could have used.
Grab a basketball, take me outside to our court, and while we shot hoops, she could say anything and I would be much more engaged. In fact, my wife, in 25 years of marriage, has never once said to me, "We have to talk." Instead,
she knows you.
She does. Instead, she says, "Let's go for a walk." And during the walk, I am much more expressive. And whatever she wants to talk about is fine.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that. I absolutely love that. I know that because of, you know, your techniques, I definitely was able to communicate with my son in a much better way and doing just exactly those kinds of things, and they always worked with him. So the good news for all of us listening to this is I know that you're having an upcoming teleseminar this Saturday, January 28th. Maybe you could tell us a little more about that teleseminar and what time the teleseminar is and where they should go to sign up for that particular teleseminar.
Sure. It's 8 a.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, California time for those people who are not living in California. And it's a one-hour phone call. Most often it'll be on the weekends, but some people have asked for a weekday, so I'll change it up over time. And it's $10 and I answer your questions and give you access to the recording the next day, so you can download it in case you miss any part of the conversation.
The teleseminar coming up this Saturday on the 28th of January at 8 a.m., will that teleseminar be $10 then?
Yes, but for your listeners, I will give them 30% off if they place the coupon code PAT in the coupon box. That's P-A-T.
Okay. Do they need to make that uppercase or lowercase, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really nice of you, Dr. Cafonti. Thank you so much. That's really sweet of you.
Yes, I was thinking of you when I picked the code.
Apparently.
Yeah. or they could
get 30% off. Okay.
Yeah. Or if they wanted to get 40% off, they could join for a year and get 50 calls. And instead of paying $500, they just pay $297.
Ah, okay. Perfect. Because you've got some sessions coming up after this teleseminar, which I know. And you know, to those of you that are listening, you know, Dr. Gufanti is, he's really nothing short of remarkable when you talk with him. Clearly, he has an understanding of this, being a kinesthetic learner and having ADHD himself and really having overcome that in a way that works for him, you know, in the rest of his life, and communicating with you and really having empathy and really some serious empathy for what parents are going through when they have kids that are angry and, you know, and displaying a lot of ADHD traits that might not be as helpful as they would want them to be in the family or in other situations. So I think that $10 or $7, you know, for anyone who's listening to this and puts in, apparently my name, puts in pass and gets 30% off, I think, you know, that's a little more than Dr. Gufanti certainly is able to charge much more than that, but I think $10 is so remarkably fair to get some answers to these problems. So I'm encouraging everyone who's listening to definitely sign up for that teleseminar. And where do they sign up for this, Dr. Gufanti? What is the URL they go to sign up for it?
ADHD or Active Child. And you will see the name of the seminar on the top of the page. And the name of the seminar is Making Peace with Your Angry Child. And at the bottom of that, you'll see one link for the $10 and one link for the 50 calls. And once you click on the link, there'll be a coupon on the page, and you just type in Pat. And that'll give you your discount.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay, so everybody go to www.adhdoractivechild.com, and the information is all there for you. Is there anything else we should know about Dr. Gufanti?
Well, let me just say this. When I was a child, my mom would often call my pediatrician to ask, what do I do with Steve? And my pediatrician couldn't help, but I can, because I've been there. Reserve your spot early. There's only 250 parents that are going to get to participate, because there's only 250 incoming lines. And when they're gone, they're gone.
Okay, and I know that actually you mean that. So, you know, sometimes people say that, but I know that you absolutely mean that. So thank you for that, Dr. Gufanti. And I'll just let everybody know again to go to adhdoractivechild.com and sign up for this teleseminar to get the answers that you